Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Here is my impression of every single interaction on Saskatoon's Facebook buy and sell page. 3, 2, 1. Hey, is this item still for sale? Yes, it is. Would you take $30 for it? Yes, I would. Are you able to deliver the item? No, I'm not. Okay, never mind. Goodbye. And scene. Here's my impression of every guy trying to find a phone charger in his girlfriend's purse. Are you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's see what we got in here. Granola bar, a copy of Big Shiny Toons 3, a Super Nintendo controller, a box of Triscuit crackers, half a pack of smokes, some loose ground beef, the Shamrock Beanie Baby Bear, a pager from 1993, a copy of Mad Magazine, 13 old cell phone cases, an empty thing of Tic Tacs, a pillowcase, a crib board, some sandpaper, invisible ink, some tokens to Rutgers, a few Archie comics, a hamster, a complete tea set, a crown, some Duotangs, a signed copy of Mortimer by Robert Munch. Oh, there's the phone charger. This poop bridge story here in Saskatoon is just taking off. Last week, we found out that there's like 350 tons of pigeon poop underneath the Sid Buckwold Bridge, like in the nooks and crannies and all the crevices. Apparently, 1,500 pigeons call the Sid Buckwold Bridge home. The city doesn't really know yet what they're going to do about that pigeon problem, but they do know that they're going to be getting rid of all that poop sometime this summer. What a summer job to have, hey? Hey, Craig, what are you doing this summer? Oh, you know, I'm just working. Don't ask me about my job, though. I really don't want to talk about it. Some people, when we were talking about this yesterday, didn't like the fact we were calling it the poop bridge. Because a lot of people don't like the word poop. It's like the word moist. When you hear it, it's just kind of like, poop bridge and bike lanes, the two terms that really irk Saskatoon residents, right? One person said, though, we should use the word excrement. I can't even say that word without kind of flinching a bit. In my mind, excrement is way worse than poop. Like, when you hear poop, it's like, haha, it's kind of funny. It's immature, but it's funny, right? When you hear excrement, it's like, oh, something horrible has happened. I have said before on Cruise Mornings that I do not care about royal family stuff at all. Never have. And I thought I never would, but this whole royal baby name thing, it's got me intrigued. Not interested, but intrigued. Is there a difference between the two? I don't know. The Duchess of Sussex was introduced for the first time today to the British media. That's the royal baby's title, the Duchess of Sussex, which kind of sounds like a 90s hip-hop group. Hey, we're the Duchess of Sussex. Our mom's Meghan Markle. I spit rhymes and make them sparkle. Something like that. I don't know. The thing is, the name of this baby, it has everyone very intrigued. There's that word again. What is this baby going to be called? And a lot of people think it's going to be a classic one, like George or John or something like that. But according to insiders who know the royal family really well, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are apparently thinking of using a very, very creative and unique name. And that's something that the royal family never does, hey? Like, a unique and creative name? Oh, that's probably got some people worried, right? Now, when I think of a unique and creative name, my imagination is running wild. Like, my expectations for this unique name are very high. If this baby is not called Pineapple McSwaggy Muffins, I'm going to be very disappointed. So yesterday on the show, I said that the most humbling experience a person can have is playing the first slow pitch game of the year. Because that's a rough go. No one does great at the first slow pitch game of the season. You're out of breath after running the bases one time. Maybe a strikeout a few times as well. After you run, after a fly ball, you're just like, okay, I need like a 5-minute break. My feet are killing me here. It's a pretty humbling experience. Today, I learned that the first game of the slow pitch season is actually the second most humbling experience you can have, because the first is 2 days after the first slow pitch game of the season, when you realize that you're still sore from the first slow pitch game of the season. Earlier this morning, we were talking about disciplining kids that aren't your kids. Like, if your child is hanging out in the backyard with some of his or her friends, and some of the friends are misbehaving, maybe they're playing a little rough, maybe they're stealing toys from each other, maybe they're just being jerk faces, who knows. As a parent, what do you do? Do you step in and discipline those children? Do you give them a timeout? Do you take away snack time or something like that? Do you just turn a blind eye to the situation? Do you just let them be and let their parents deal with it? Do you tell the parents? Do you narc them out? I mean, what do you do? It's a weird situation because it's not your kid, but you're still the adult in the situation. Yvonne gave us a call after we were talking about it this morning.
I would punish the child. Like, not mine. I wouldn't do the physical or anything, but like timeouts or whatever. But I would also respect if my child is somewhere and he does something wrong, he needs to be punished and aware that it is wrong to do.
Where's the line, though? Like, you can't obviously, like, spank another parent's kid.
No.
But, like, do you give them, like, a stern talking to? Do you give them a timeout? Do you, like, take away snack time, or?
I think it depends what the situation is. They could, yeah, like you said, timeout or talk to. And also tell the parents what happened, and they could deal if they want.
It's an awkward situation as a parent, though, right? Because, like, you're the responsible one, and you don't want to cross any lines, but at the same time, you want to set some boundaries and teach a lesson, so it's such an awkward situation, right?
Yeah,
this is why I'm happy I'm just the cool uncle and not the parent. Oh, it's way better being the cool uncle.